That's me. There we go. Start recording. All right. So we are here for our March 2017 Practice Accelerator Mastermind. And I'm excited to have you guys here. Yay. And let's all start out with a celebration. Each one go around and do a celebration and a success. And then we'll go around and do some coaching on challenges and what your next steps are going to be. So let's start with Lisa.
Well, I'm very happy that spring is sort of here in Switzerland after having a very harsh winter. And I think I've had a breakthrough in terms of seeing what my funnel is, and we'll talk about that later. But I finally have figured out where my added value is as a practitioner, as opposed to trying to be everything to everybody. Just really embracing the fact that I'm just a real nutrition nerd.
And, you're a nerd. I was just thinking that word nerd came to my mind.
the clinical nutrition stuff is really where my best value comes to people. And instead of trying, I don't need to dumb it down, but I just have programs now that reflect different levels for people to step in and stuff.
Yay.
Yeah. So finally.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Exciting. Yay. I can't wait to hear. All right, so Steph, we see like you're at an angle of some sort. Your hair was sticking straight up before. Now it's kind of calmed down.
You guys were down.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I saw.
So I'm looking for pants. That's what I'm doing. But it's
okay. Okay. That's why you have just your head. Pants are not a requirement for the call.
No, it's okay. So. So I am going to New Zealand. I'm going. So that's my celebration.
That's
currently
my
challenge. I don't have a passport. But yeah, so yeah, it's good. It's
Did you get the passport? You were supposed to go yesterday?
I went, and the ferry was delayed by an hour and a half.
Oh.
Someone broke something. I don't know. So I'm here now. And after, I'll be okay. So I have some ideas for what to do at my.
To do on your talk. Good.
I'm excited to have your ideas. Yeah.
Good.
I would like to, you guys are going to make it better.
Yes, I know we will. Great. And Allison.
Hi. So my celebration is that I've had the second clinic at Roberts Bridge yesterday. This is with a JV partner, somebody who has a Bowen's clinic, and she's used to marketing, so she's marketed me. And yesterday I saw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 patients, and
Woo-hoo!
Next week I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 patients. And in addition, I've got patients waiting for me to ring them back. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 waiting for me to ring them back. So that's really amazing.
Exciting.
And today I had my first colonic hydrotherapy. Yay.
Good for you. Too bad Jane isn't on to celebrate that with you too. Oh, good for you.
And talk about TMI with the pants hunt. I was telling them about it at my networking lunch today.
Oh, there's Jane.
Yeah.
You just missed Allison's announcement. She had her first colon hydrotherapy today.
I thought of you, Jane.
That's funny. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So we're just going around and doing celebrations, Jane. So what do you have to celebrate? Can you hear us?
I don't think so.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
She may have an issue with her. We can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
Unmute. I don't know if she's frozen or
Wi-Fi.
Let me see if I can unmute her. Manage participants. She's not showing that I can control her. Everybody else has a mute unmute. Make co-host, rename. Nope. All right. Well, we'll come back. I don't know if you can hear us. Does it look like she can hear us? Does she say? She's frozen or very still. She's meditating. There, she went in again.
Jane is coming back in again.
Oh, there you are, Jane. Now speak.
Hi, hear me?
Yeah, I can, but yet we have another window of you just sitting there frozen, like it looks like you got stuck in the middle of a mantra.
Oh, no.
You see yourself? I can remove you if you want. I can remove the other you. Stop, rename.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Okay, you got it. All right, good.
It was on my phone.
I don't know if you are, if you heard anything we said at all, but Allison, we just went around for celebration, so it's your turn, but Allison just shared that she had her first colon hydrotherapy. So we thought you'd want to know that. And we're looking for just a quick, no longer a virgin, right? So what's your celebration? He's frozen again.
Well, let's see. I've got, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
So I have 39 people on my cleanse.
Woohoo! Good job.
Brilliant. Yeah. So thank you, Dr. Rita Marie, for that last minute push. It literally
helped
push way better.
Yay. That was fun. I mean, I want to do more of that with all of you. You know, it's just a quick and easy. It doesn't take a lot of my email bandwidth type of thing. I just send a quick, hey, I'm doing a live Facebook live. Come on and learn about X. So it's not that, you know, marketing feel when I send out, hey, we're having a webinar, and people think webinar. Oh, what are they going to offer? You know, it was just, oh, let's go on a Facebook live and have fun. And it was all informational. And at the end, it was like, hey, tell them about your cleanse if anybody wants to join it, and boom. So we can do more of that. I'm loving it, of doing it more and more with people.
Yeah, I like that a lot too. I like that kind of on the fly. Except, you know, I didn't know what to prepare for though. It went a little long, but we'll figure that out in the future.
We'll figure that out. Yeah, those go well. Like I did a 2-hour one on Facebook Live last night, and I've started to joint broadcast my webinars onto Facebook Live. Why not? Right? With Zoom webinar. I just, quite frankly, can't afford Zoom webinar for the size of our webinars. We get like 500 people on them. It costs me $1,000 a month to do that with Zoom. So instead, I got Zoom webinar for the 100 people, which is $40 a month. And then I broadcast it there, and I use the phone number instead of having to do instant summer. So I use the phone number from that and say, hey, if you can't make it to the live call, phone in on this number. So I use the Zoom phone number. I don't give anybody the Zoom link. I just Facebook Live from Zoom because it has this little button you can click. I do the regular call from Webinar Jam, which I can have an unlimited number of people, and I've only paid $250 for it once a couple of years ago. So that's like my best deal for webinars. And we got 450 last night and 550 last week on that webinar, but we also sent it said it was seen by 1700 people, and this was as of last night, and it was watched by 400 and something. So, and then I have this little software thing, because I have multiple Facebook pages and multiple Facebook groups, it's called Live Leap. It cost me $75, and it allows me to set up these rules. So if I broadcast a Facebook Live on this group, it'll broadcast to these other groups too. If I do it to this one, it'll broadcast to the other. If I go to my main page, it goes to these. So I could be dual broadcasting, dual, quadruple, 8 times broadcasting on all our Facebook groups, on the Facebook, my personal page and the pages, all at the same time. And so my reach is just way bigger. So I'll let you know more and more how that's working out, but I'm excited by it, and we get interaction on Facebook and people get excited. We get a lot of drive-by traffic. I had Anna Kabeca come on and say, oh my gosh, this is the most amazing. You got to go to her event. You know, and people like that just like see it and they comment on it, whereas a private webinar, they don't. So I still try getting the opt-ins in advance, and we post it on Facebook to get people to opt in for the webinar to come to Webinar Jam. But anybody that wanted to, and then I did a thing to get people to opt in to get the special gift at the end. So we're going to get the opt-ins from Facebook to the, of the serious people who are interested. And we got about 70 people who wrote in that said they wanted the link to that. So we'll give them an opt-in link. I didn't have the opt-in ready. I should have had it ready, but instead I said just email help desk. So it was a last minute thing. And so there's a lot of ways that you can be using your media. And this is without paid traffic. This is without paying for the traffic, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, if your list is 600 people, but your friends and your friends and your friends and your friends, and you can say, hey, pass this on to all your friends. This is going to be great. You can suddenly have 1,000 people watching your Facebook Live, right? Instead of 50 people watching your webinar.
Right.
So just an interjection. Yeah. So I wanted to congratulate Allison too for a great presentation from CMDS yesterday. It was awesome. The one thing I would say as a, an improvement for the others that are doing those is I would like to have seen you have a link. Not to market it, go into a pitch, but you said, Mo, in my webinar success system, I do this. And then I did a push for it. I said, hey, you know, if you guys are practitioners, you really ought to sign up for her menopause success system, because it might be something you want to actually be an affiliate for and sell to your people. So you don't have to create all that stuff. It takes forever to do. So I used it as a plug, but she didn't have a link. So that's a subtle way at the end of something that's a give, a value add to a program. You don't want to have a big, long, you know, 10-minute pitch like you would on your own webinar, but it's a valuable way to say, hey, oh, yeah, and if you want to, or to say, hey, if you guys want to have a talk with me about how to incorporate this, you could, or if you want to send people, you know, there's a number of ways, and we'll work all that out. Yeah. Like Steph did a similar thing with having something for them to get at the end.
Yeah, I had a lot of people opt in for the gift, and then I had a few people sign up for the session to talk about probiotics and their practice, and it worked okay. It was good, yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, so more and more we'll add those things to my various programs, because that's a way to get you in front of people as opposed to just like, let's do a webinar and then do a sales pitch, because people are getting jaded by those these days. So if more and more we can add value to people who have already paid money, because they're the ones that are likely to pay more money to get more training, and then we say, hey, you know, Lisa's got this brand new X program or whatever, and we just do a Facebook Live even for that group as a, hey, we have an extra added bonus, unannounced bonus. We're going to bring Jane on to talk about, you know, liver detox. Who wants to come? And we can just go on and on with those kinds of things. So possibilities are endless. So let's just start. I really think we have to start thinking outside the box, because email, people are not reading their emails. They're overwhelmed by it. The open rates have gone down. No matter what the, you know, see a naked, you know, bunny and you're like, you can make the most amazing, outrageous subject lines. But if people don't see it, it's, you know, or they're going to their promotions or whatever, they're not seeing your amazing headline. And yes, his subject lines are super important, super short and sweet, that get attention. And not this long, like, you know, the ones that Stacy was always writing for me that were this long, like had to have every detail about what they were going to get inside, because we had to have full disclosure. It was like, no, you want to have something that's going to go, whoa, I wonder what that is. I wonder what that is. And then they open it and then they get to see. And you have to always tie back. You can't just have a sensational subject line and then not tie back to the subject line, right? You can have a little paragraph intro and then, so what's really important about that? And you tie in the subject line and then you go on and do whatever your offer is or, you know, opt-in or whatever.
It's anyway. Funny, the marketers right now are, you know, how to make it easier. If you notice, a lot of the marketing that's going out, and a couple of big marketers I've noticed who literally like stopped doing business for a while because they were wiped out, are now coming back with, oh, how to do it easier now.
How to make it easier. And I went to a webinar the other night. It was Mike Filsaime. He's one of the co-founders of Webinar Jam. And it was the subject line dragged me in. It was like late Sunday. It ends, but whatever his subject line was. So I went and I listened to his webinar. It was actually quite good. It was like all of us are going hug wild with all this product launch formula thing where we're getting all these fancy videos made and it costs a fortune. It takes a lot of time. And, you know, let's just go back to good old fashioned webinars. And here's my strategy. And it's a different strategy, like getting people into it. And he said live webinars are where it's at, right? Because, and it's funny because he created EverWebinar, which is a webinar replay kind of thing, but he was saying how live webinars convert better than anything else. And the exact strategy that I used when I was starting this thing, now he's teaching, which was do multiple webinars, do live replays, do live encores. People love to come and talk to you live, and they'll come over and over, and by the second or third one, they're going to buy. Well, he said two. So what he does is Wednesday, he does his original webinar. Friday, he does his encore. No replay in between, just Wednesday, Friday, and then on all weekend long, he has the replay available. But he has this really cool replay page, and I actually bought his product. I'm such a sucker. I actually bought his product mainly because he had templates for ClickFunnels that were already set up. So when he sends people to the replay page, not only does he have the replay, but he has highlights of what happened at what time. You know, at 10 minutes, I talked about insulin resistance. At 20 minutes, I tied in ashwagandha and whatever. At 30 minutes, this, and he has all these different little time things. He allows people to scroll forward, and then he pulls his offer out as a separate. He keeps it in there, but he also pulls it out as a separate little video on the page so they could just watch the offer, because the chances are good that they're ready to buy, and you just got to make it easier. And then he has right on there, how do you order, how do you do it? So he has the features. So it's just like this. I'll send you a copy of his, but also send you a copy of what I customize it to make meet my needs. But I thought it was brilliant, and like, oh, I'm going to pay you money to just get your program, just to get that, those templates and his email templates. And then he creates urgency from Friday, Saturday, Sunday to get to the replay. It was a great webinar, blah, blah, blah. And he has whatever bonuses and whatever sales and whatever offer he has. And then it closes on Sunday night. And he said basically when he gets 30 sales on the first webinar, he's going to get 60 on the second webinar. And then over the weekend, as he does all this, he's going to get another 60. So we're missing the boat by just doing the one webinar and not doing more. And if you just send them the replay, he said you get maybe 2% of them that are going to watch the replay and buy. Anyway, it was real interesting, and I think that it can be easily adapted to our niche, because he's a little, you know, he's teaching what he's teaching to people who want to learn what he's teaching. So he's very transparent about what he's doing and when he's doing it in this webinar. But the point is, I think that, oh yeah, the other thing he does is he frames them for the offer right at the beginning. So instead of the old, oh, and I'll teach you how to go deeper with this, right? He says, and I'm going to teach you how to go deeper with this, and I'm going to give you amazing value that you can put to use immediately. And at the end, if you feel like it's really good value, I'm going to ask you permission to offer you how to go further. He goes, how does that sound right now? Is everybody, you know, if I give you good value for the next hour, are you willing to allow me to talk to you about a program that I can help you even go get better results? And yes, yes, and he gets the people saying yes, and he is somebody just saying, oh yeah, Jamie said yes, Millie said yes, Mary said yes, and he gets all this like excitement going. He does this great presentation which had completely practical strategies that I could use. Then he made his offer, but right before he made his offer, he says, okay, would you agree? I gave you some great value. Yeah, yeah, everybody's rah, rah, rah. And then he made his offer. And then he said, I'm going to make this offer, but this was the cool part, which all of us need to do. He had three parts to his webinar. He did part one. He did part two. Then he stepped in and said, okay, I'm going to tell you about how to go deeper. And then I have one more really great part for you to pull this all together. So I'm going to go through and do part three, but I'm going to tell you about my program first. So he creates this highlight, and I also have this really cool link where you can get all my slides, and I'm going to share with you how do you get all the slides. You like what I've taught you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gets everybody to say yes. I'm going to tell you how to get your slides at the end. And then he goes through and he gives all this stuff, and at the end, gives them the link to get the slides. The link to the slides is on the order form. So they have to kind of read, they see it all, and at the bottom it says, and he goes, go to this page, and it's at the bottom of the page, but to get there, they're looking at, oh, this does look like, you know, maybe I should do a liver gallbladder cleanse. You know, maybe I don't need just her slides. But it's really cool the way I thought, the way he set it up. And he wasn't overly over the top. He was a little salesy with it, more salesy than I would be, but I thought it was really effective. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you guys. So I'll share more as I experiment with it.
I think you missed your calling. You get so excited about that marketing stuff.
I do. Well, I do because it helps. It's like, to me, my goal is to reach these millions of people. And the only way I can do it is not by sitting back and being meek, miserable me like I was. I have to be excited and get out there. You know,
I need to learn that because when you start talking about stuff, I get really overwhelmed.
I will see you guys in 2 months.
It really overwhelms me, and I don't know what it is. And I think because it's the not knowing and not, you know, being in it for that long.
So the marketing stuff overwhelms you.
What's that?
The marketing stuff. What I just shared overwhelmed you because I went so fast.
I tune out.
Okay.
Because if I can't see it, you know, if I can't see, you know, all the pieces and understand how they interconnect, it doesn't make sense to me. Like right now, for example, one of the frustrations that I'm having is that, you know, one, I didn't put the money into bringing in the tech team like I did last time because it was pretty much built, right?
So I
thought, well, you know, I'll take care of it, you know, myself. And, you know, so far it's actually been going okay. I've had a couple of glitches. I've had a couple of disappointments from my tech team that they said, okay, we built it. It works. We're out of here.
Hey, and then how are you?
And then, but I, you know, like I'm stuck right now because I don't know. They built like all my lead pages and connected it to Infusionsoft. And now I need to do that for you. Like I need to do that for the talk that I'm going to be doing next month.
Yeah, we'll get on the call and do that. I'll show you how to do that.
That'd be great. I'm like so frozen because I can't, I'm looking at it and I'm going, I can't figure out how to connect the two. And the other thing that I'm trying to figure out too is that my Infusionsoft is coming up for renewal and I don't know whether or not I want to renew it or go to something easier.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think I'm going to hire this tech crew again. I don't like the way they operate. Mm. And they're really expensive. So I need to find someone else who can run Infusionsoft because I'm not going to do it. I mean, I want to know how to do it so I can fix things. And so this campaign was really good for me in that regard because I learned how to fix things. I learned how, you know, I just kind of got back there and figured out how it was all linked. But, now I need to find, you know, I've got another campaign to start running literally in about a month. And I need to find a, you know, tech crew that can actually support me through it that doesn't cost an arm and a leg.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're suited for you, but we hired a tech team to convert our whole membership, our VLM membership, over to a completely different platform. We're getting out of iMember, and as opposed to Access Ally, we're actually moving into Wishlist for iInfusionsoft. Because they actually helped build it and they know it inside out and they're going to help us completely revamp it. That's on VLM. We'll decide after we do that whether we want to also move INE over. But he's great. David is like amazing. He's really jolly and happy and helpful and you know, there's none of the like some tech team like they're just very curt and very like, no, he's like, okay, yeah, you got to do it differently here. Oh, here. And he knows Infusionsoft. His team knows Infusionsoft. And they know the membership sites and they know marketing. So it's a nice combination. So I don't know if that's what you need to maintain it or not, but they do have a maintenance, like they'll have a, you know, $500 a month retainer for maintaining your membership sites kind of thing.
You said you're pulling out of Access Ally?
No, I don't know yet. We only have Access Ally on the INE side. On the VLM side, we still have iMember, and the reason we left iMember to go to Access Ally, we liked it. But this one, we're going to see how this works, and we may switch it over.
Because I'm actually thinking about, you know, dumping Access Ally myself, and having with my husband with the tech crew in India, actually just building my classroom. And then they can figure out how it links to Infusionsoft. It's the Infusionsoft piece.
Yeah, it's APIs, and see, somebody who's a really good techie can create APIs for it.
They can link that. Access Ally is really expensive.
It's very expensive.
For what you get, yeah.
It is very expensive, and so is iMember. But you know what's not expensive is this wish list. Who is that?
I know.
It's really annoying.
Who is it? 302. I don't recognize it. How'd they get in here? Anyway, I just muted them. Yeah, so access, but this wishlist member is a one-time fee with like a $50 a year maintenance thing. So I'm loving it. And we actually paid for wishlist when it wasn't in Infusionsoft integrated years ago. So we paid $99 for it. And he said, oh, as long as you're already in there. So we're not paying anything. And after he finishes, we'll be paying $50 a year to maintain our membership site. So that in itself is a reason. And it's real easy set up, but it doesn't, it does go to Infusionsoft. So if you're, you really have to think long term, and we can have a more detailed call about whether that's, you know, whether it's long term, what you want to be doing is Infusionsoft. The other thing to look at though is ClickFunnels. I just was at a ClickFunnels 3-day thing on, you know, funnel hacking, it was called, but they talk about all these new features in ClickFunnels, and they are looking to replace Infusionsoft. Now for me, it could be like, you know, a nightmare to try to do that. But they have a setup where you can send the emails from there, and they have all this smart integration with Facebook. Like they'll, when your person clicks on a certain link, they'll put them in a certain Facebook audience, custom audience. So then when you do your Facebook ads, and it's just some, I'm sitting outside and my pool sweep just keeps squirting me. It's like, psh. Yeah, so that might be an option for you. It's, you know, it's probably going to, but it's all the funnels, and they also created a survey, a smart survey thing where you can create quizzes, and based on the answers to the quizzes, then you can go to certain, put them in certain groups. So if they answer that I'm a male and I'm, you know, I've got low libido, they could get tagged a certain way and then only marketed the stuff. You know, they're not going to be marketed your female stuff or other stuff, right? So it's a really neat way to segment your list and all. So I'm going to play with it on some new stuff and just see if I can send some emails from it and see if it's something that I want to do moving forward. But they also have a membership thing in there. They do have a membership site, a simple membership platform, but that integrates. So it's worth looking into. Anyway.
Do they have an affiliate scheme as well?
Yes, it has an affiliate scheme in there too. It's got everything. It's got the affiliate thing, and you can do all kinds of really cool affiliate segmentation stuff. And it's just really, it's very robust. And it's very, the, it's ClickFunnels, and then the basic ClickFunnels is $97 a month for a certain number, but the full on ClickFunnels with the backpack is the affiliate part, and then there's something else. It sounded to me like a fitness application, and I had it for these months and I didn't even know what it was. Actionetics. So Actionetics and Backpack. It sounds like, I'm like, what is this stuff? Is it like for hiking? I don't know. But, it's your affiliate program and it's the other. So it might be a really good and nice place for people and as you're starting out, to use.
How much is that one?
It's $2.97 a month.
Like Infusionsoft.
Yeah, but it would replace Lead Pages and Infusionsoft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it would replace Lead Pages. You can do it all. Everything you can do in Lead Pages, you can do in it and more. And easier. Very much easier.
Easier is good.
Easier is good. I mean, it's so much easier than Lead Pages. So much easier than Lead Pages.
And but you get more, like, control over what your thing looks like. You can have
almost complete control.
Over, yeah, so you're not stuck in some stupid template.
You're not stuck in some dumb template. And it's drag and drop, and you can clone them, and you can create your own. Like, if you always want your opt-in pages to have a certain layout, you figured it out, then you save that as a template, and then you use that. So you can have a designer design a really beautiful template for you, and then just keep using it over and over again. And it's got one-click upsell, so you don't have to pay for Fix My Funnel, which is, you know, that's has a cost to it. So it has one-click upsells. It'll do all your sales. I mean, it's really robust. It really is robust. So it's definitely worth looking into. But let's go around and let's start within the same order with Lisa, and let's just do what are your what do you need help with? What's your next steps, et cetera? I'm gonna set a timer.
Well, I have to
speak up, Liz. Lisa, you're very low.
You can't hear me. Can you hear me now?
It's very low. Is she very low to everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, I put it up. Can you? Is it better now?
No.
Oh, let me.
Get
How's that?
Better.
Good. Okay, well, I'll just go to the headphones then. Okay, so I had to get clarity about not just who I am, but how I'm, you know, presenting myself to people. And it's different when people are coming through referrals, but it's, that's sort of easier, but, I wanted to really have some kind of a funnel. What I have is something that's very, you know, scattered and not really signposted or anything. And I was just trying to think, you know, what is it like from a client perspective? How do they feel safe and secure that I can help them? And I thought the key is really simplicity and that I should really create a pathway for them, and I should just put it out and then mark that they should just follow this pathway. And maybe some people would skip or whatever, but along it would just be like I would be holding somebody's hand as they take each step. That was sort of my idea. And my audience, of course, would be European and also American. But so I thought, okay, I will start off with, you know, what is it, an opt-in, normal opt-in. But I think in my case, it will be just like some kind of a survey or some kind of a quiz.
Quiz.
And then, and because I think that's nice. And then I could, and then from there, I could give them, I could also offer a free, which I really don't want, like a 20-minute session. So that's sort of, in terms of free things, that would be the only things available. And then after this opt-in, I would lead them to a low-price program, sort of a 7 to 10 day cleanse or something. That would be about £29 or I think about €35 or $35, something like that. And I would call that the health jumpstart. And it would be delivered to them and they'd work on it on their own. So that would be a way for them to figure out how to work with me, because it was a very big jump from people doing my strategy sessions, which cost €65, to when I present them with my, you know, health optimizer. It was like a, you know, $950, or if it was with implementation, even longer. So I really needed something in between. So it was something really low cost. And that could also be broadened up for groups, but let's just take it as a one-to-one kind of model at the moment. So that's then from there, I could lead people to my what I call the health booster, which is a low-tech version of what I do. And it would just be 1 month or 6 weeks for people who don't have a lot of real big issues. And that I could also lead them from that to my, what is it called, my strategy session. So they would get at least, you know, direct time with me, and I could talk to them about my other programs. That was, and then, what was I going to say? So that's the health booster. It's sort of my low-cost program for 4 weeks.
What's the price range on that?
It's either, if it's a month, about $375, and if it's 6 weeks, about $497. So I just really wanted something. I don't know if that's too much of a gap from the $35 one to the $400, but, or $350, but I mean, I don't know what to do in between.
Okay. No, and, you don't need anything in between.
Okay. And then from there, I could, my sort of VIP thing is my health optimizer, and it's a two-stage process. It's either phase one with just a total assessment, and the other one is with implementation. And that's my real sort of, quote, signature program, if I'm going to use the marketing lingo that I've picked up over this time. And so I just thought that's just, I'm going to redo my website and then really try to lead people down this funnel. And then in terms of my health optimizer, what I could do, because you've said to me last time, just to pick one condition and not, you know, focus on all the conditions. But what I could do is like pick one condition, let's say blood sugar management or diabetes. Then I could test some blogs via Facebook. But I need to then get them on my, you know, on my website. So that I really need to redo my website now, so it reflects sort of the way I'm practicing, and it has a centralized message, and everything is sort of consistent and everything. Because initially how we had worked was leave my website the way it was and then just do sales pages, and that was fine. But I think really I'm at the stage where I need to redo the website and have it reflect the way I'm practicing.
Where are you sending them to the website from, though?
Yeah, we see, I'm not sending anybody to the website. Okay. When I send blog posts out, which I don't do very often, it goes out from AWeber. And, cause my website really hasn't been touched since 2010. I mean, I just,
so you're not driving any traffic there. So I'm just going back to the old, really need to spend the time there first or get these funnels made with, you know, lead pages type pages to lead them through and then go back, you know, create an income stream first.
Yeah. Well, that was always the issue was creating an income stream. But now with my work in Hinsa, I have, they've called in again. It's three of them. Can you mute them? Or
I did. I can get rid of them, but I don't know who it is. I was thinking it might have been Diane, but I don't think so.
I don't think so. With my work at Hinsa, I have sort of regular income. It's not a lot, but every month I have income. So it takes the pressure off me a little bit in the sense that I can really do this properly now and just redo the website and then have it. I found a web person. She's actually in England, and it would cost about £380 to do the website. And then I just have to change the server, my own server, and go to Wix, I think. So the whole thing is not a huge cost.
Tell me more about that. That raised a flag for me. Why do you have to go change your server?
Because she uses Wix, and I can't stay on my same server. I can keep my emails and everything on the same server, but if I would have to change my domain from the server that it's on to the Wix.
Why? That raises a flag for me. Like, okay, that means that she's got something proprietary that you're going to get stuck into, that she's the only person that helped you maintain a website. And what you is better is to just get an independent web designer person that will just design you a website and you can put it wherever the heck you want.
Okay.
You know, that concerns me. You know, having to move your website because that's what she does, then you're locked in. And that happened to Allison, I think, right? Because she did something and somebody moved her to some place, and then when she wanted to not work with this person, it was a horrendous situation to try to move it over. So I just want to be really careful of anybody that says that I'll design you a website, but you have to move to my server. No.
Well, it's not her server, it's Wix. And then at the end, I'd be able to update my own. She wouldn't be involved in updating.
Yeah, but why can't she just do it on any server?
Yeah, that's the question.
What does Wix have? So the question to ask is, what does Wix have that my server does or another server? Because moving from one server to another is it's a big hassle. We've done it, but it's just a big hassle and it causes some downtime. And I mean, we have multiple web servers for different things. And when we're doing like this migration, we have them working on it completely separate. We just paid $50 a month or $30 a month or whatever to get this other site. They're building it there. Once they're done, we're going to then move it over to our other thing. And that'll be our development site. So I just would want to understand why Wix? What does Wix offer that yours doesn't? And why does she require that you work there?
I think they probably have just easy templates, you know, from what I understand. And the base of Wix is WordPress, so it would be a WordPress site, but it's much more user-friendly. And in the end, I think it just offers templates, actually.
So it's a WordPress only. It might be a WordPress only, like WP Engine is another one that does that. So it's fine. Just find out. Like, really look it up. Do a web search on it. Do your due diligence and just make sure you're not getting locked into something that's proprietary that's going to be expensive and a pain down the road if you decide that you don't like it, want to move, don't want her to maintain it, et cetera.
Okay,
That's the only thing I would look at. And is she hosting it? Because sometimes people will buy a host account on a specific server and they're selling you their subdomain. So you're beholden to her to pay the stuff. I'm just going to throw you out some of the pitfalls that I've seen, experienced, and heard from other people.
Okay, now these are good questions because when she told me I had to move my domain, that's what sort of was the obstacle for me, which is why I haven't continued. I mean, I just got the pricing and everything, and I was going to wait to speak to you about it. But I think it's, you know, just simple. It uses templates, and I think the templates are more flexible than the Weebly ones, you know, Weebly. It's sort of not very expensive, and it just be clean and simple.
And there's a lot of that, though. I mean, the one thing you had to realize, when you move to WordPress, There's a gazillion templates that are real easy to use and plug and play, etc. So it's just a matter of why Wix.
Okay. Okay.
And do they have proprietary themes, which again concerns me, and what's the support versus, you know, the whole WordPress, you know, library of themes that there are. There's a lot of free ones and there's a lot of others. So.
Yeah.
And you get to choose the template. You get to go through and go, I like this one. I don't like this one.
Yeah, I get to do that, and I already have my colors and my logo and everything. And
right. If it works out that it's not, like, you want to make sure you're not locked into her, you're not locked into a specific thing that if you decided to go to a different server that you can't.
Yeah.
Because if you find out that web host is going kaputs, or they become unreliable and you want to move, you want to be able to just pick your whole thing up and move it to another server without being beholden to a particular set of proprietary templates.
Okay, now that's good. Good points, but I'm not moving my email. My email would stay where it is, so with that server. So that was what I sort of have been working on, is creating the funnel, recreating the funnel, and having a proper funnel and having it all linked. Because right now it's sort of scattered in the wood, you know.
and that's typical. You know, you start out, you try this, you try that, and then you want to get into what it is. The thing I was going to jump in with, I love the idea of having the free quiz, and then you really want the quiz to be able to help them to see what their problem is, and or tie it back to a particular, like if you're looking at blood sugar, right, and trying to help people with blood sugar, it's easy to tie back anything to blood sugar, right? It's easy to tie back anything to digestion. So you can then go, oh, well, you know, when people like this have this going on, you know, my, you know, whatever 7-day cleanse, 10-day cleanse, whatever, is a great opportunity. So you do it with videos and you upsell them into that $35. It's a low investment. They get to do it on their own. They get to do it. But I wouldn't put the free 20-minute session in there. Even though a free 20-minute session is free, you don't want it to be at the very outset, because then you get a lot of looky-lookers, tire kickers, and waste your time. Yeah. I would put it to the people after they've done your cleanse.
Okay.
You offer them, you say, hey, or as a bonus for the cleanse, as a bonus for doing this cleanse, you can have a 20-minute strategy session with me, but I can only do X number of these a month, or it's only going to be for a limited time, etc.
And then
you've got people who have already spent money with you, who've already gone through your program, and they like you, or they don't, and then they're gone, right? But if they do that, then you already have them where they're familiar with your work. Then you can have your 20-minute strategy session. You can look at their quiz. You can say, oh, yeah, I see from your quiz that these were some of the issues. And then you'll have much easier time of moving them into your health booster or all the way to the top. Don't be afraid and feel like you have to get them through every step in your funnel.
Okay.
Some people want to go right from the beginning to the end. They just want to go, we had somebody write in yesterday. I don't know if it was a joke. I mean, if it was a scam or what, but they wrote in, look, I'm really desperate. Does Dr. Rita Marie do private consultations? And, you know, I gather she doesn't do them very much, but my wife really needs help. Would she do it if we gave her $10,000 up front?
Wow.
So I was like, call them back and find out if that's, you know what I mean? Like, if they're legit, right? But this, sometimes people are desperate. They don't want to deal with it. And I know people who are in the business space who say, look, you guys are trying to get people through all the steps. Like JJ Version said, look, I go in there, I see this thing. I go, okay, I want this, but I don't want to deal with the group stuff. I want to go right to the top. Is there a VIP access to this? So I just get the personal one-on-one. I like what you're doing, right? There are people like that. So don't feel like you have to then get them in this one and then this one. So when you have your 20-minute strategy sessions, you can offer one or the other.
Yeah.
Right. And then if they don't go for either, you can downsell them into something like, if you still plan to have that pre-recorded version of the course that you already did for $300 or $200 or $100 or whatever.
Yeah. But where would I currently have a strategy session.
I need to move.
Oh, you're getting water. I don't know where my current strategy session would fit into this whole scheme, because it's €65 and it's 45 minutes, and it's actually really good.
Easy. So you're going to offer them, they do their 20-minute, they do their quiz, they have a problem. You offer them the cleanse, right? They don't go for the cleanse. You have a down, an upsell after they've refused it or even after they've done it for a paid strategy session.
Okay.
Right? That's actually better than that 20-minuter. The 20-minuter can be a downsell later, and it can actually be, the 20-minuter can actually be for the people who go into the health booster and you want to see if they want to go further. But there's a lot of places for it. But I think that that would be a good, because it's still an entry level. It's under 100 bucks.
Yeah. And it seems to be a no-brainer when people, I get cold calls and I send them the link for that. They just do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can do it. You don't want to offer people a choice when you make an offer. So you get them to do the quiz on the thank you page for the quiz. You're telling them, you're pulling things together. A video would be great. And then you make the offer for the cleanse thing. Okay. If they don't go for it, you offer them the 65. If they do go for them, you offer them the 65 anyway. To go along with it, right? Yeah, so it's either an upsell or a downsell or whatever you want to call it. But either way, whatever they choose on that page to go for that thing or not, the next thing they see, so you have a thing that says, no thanks, just send me my quiz results.
Yeah.
So the next page after that says, great, you got your quiz results. We have a special session where we can review your quiz results and help you to design the ideal health program for you. Here's where you go for it, and that's your 65. Mm-hmm. If they do go for the program, you say, great, I'm so glad you signed up for this. Check your inbox. You're going to get access. In the meantime, I just want to offer you that for an additional $65, we can immediately just bill you for this, and we'll get you started, and I'll have a private consultation with you, strategy session with you.
Yeah.
And you can take it at the beginning of it or the end, right?
Yeah.
So it could be an add-on for it.
Okay. Yeah, because I wanted to be able to speak to them about the next steps.
Yes, absolutely.
And the health booster is, I couldn't decide whether it should be 4 weeks or 6 weeks, would you have a preference? I mean, I think, it's a big commitment for people who don't know me. So I thought, 4 weeks is probably.
Yeah, I've done a lot of jump starts, 4 weeks under $500, and people, jumped on them. And this was years ago. This was many years ago. And all I did for those was one initial consult, 3 follow-up, half-hour follow-ups, and then I bundled in some e-products. So I bundled in, you can bundle in the cleanse, you can bundle in any other e-products that you have. And people jumped on that one. I mean, I just, that was an easy sell.
Okay.
Because 4 weeks is a nice short amount of time.
Yeah.
Six weeks is too.
Yeah. Because it was initially a 3-month program, and then I thought that's just too much for people in the beginning. I mean, I could still, extend it for a couple months, but I think as a place to get to start.
With that, your last session, so you offer them an initial comprehensive, you offer them the check-ins, and then you offer them a reassessment. So 6 weeks might be a good way to go, and then you offer them a reassessment, which your reassessment is where you can do an upsell into the longer program, the six months, whatever it is. Okay.
Yeah, great.
Great. Thank you. Good. Anybody else have anything else they want to add to that?
Sounds exciting. I think you've got a lot of clarity there, Lisa.
Yeah, it's really great to hear you having so much clarity.
Finally.
And you look like you've got so much more confidence than usual. You're blooming.
Yeah, oh. You do. You look. I noticed that when I first got on. You just look really radiant.
Oh. Yeah. The sun was shining today.
I'll highlight that too. You look really great. I've got to run because my next client is coming on. So sorry.
Oh, bummer.
Unfortunately, I didn't put this on my calendar. So I'm actually getting on with Robin. So.
Okay. Well, say hi to Robin for us.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
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 Well, she got some coaching at the beginning, so that's good. I don't feel so bad. Go for it, Steph.
I have a question. You're saying that you don't like the 20-minute sessions.
Free ones.
Oh, the free ones.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's why I'm saying bundle it with something that they've already done.
Yeah. I'm not even, 20 minutes is so short to really effectively offer someone the next
step, like to really get in touch with why they want the next step and what that would be for them, and sell them something that's like more than 10 bucks. Yeah. I don't know. Like maybe it's unfulfilling because there's no depth there for you.
No, that's right. That's why my strategy session is 45 minutes and actually goes to normally an hour. And then I can really develop rapport with people and I do a mini history and everything, you know.
Why not ditch the thing you don't like? Just don't ditch it. Like, yeah, it sucks. Okay. Yeah, you don't like
it. Yeah, ditch it. Use the 45-minute or, I agree.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You give too much to be giving a free strategy session.
You don't need to do that. Yeah.
No, you don't need to.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. she's even more radiant. okay. Yeah, so Steph, you're up.
Okay, hey.
Hey.
Okay, so I'm doing these talks on probiotics and fermented food and weight loss.
Yep.
Okay? And so I'm thinking that what I'm gonna offer is like a webinar series, or not a webinar series, like a workshop series that's live. And before I map this all out tonight, I'm wondering if I could have some input. Mm-hmm. So my thought was, you know, to go over the blood sugar balancing stuff that we know, and go over those nutrients and focus on probiotics that help us with those nutrients and self-assessments for those nutrients and work on lifestyle factors as well. Work on the probiotics and help us to digest carbs and how to get more of those, mm-hmm. and lowering inflammation. Okay. I don't know, but I could go way deeper. Like I could do like, you know, hormone, like estrogen dominance and thyroid stuff and their connection to bacteria, but I think I should not do that.
You know, that would be a more expensive and a higher level kind of program. So, you can talk to them. Yeah, you can talk that. Like, you know, like I do with the pyramid, and Allison did that on her call yesterday. It was like, you know, she said, look, you know, this is up here. Right? This is up here. You've got to get all these things done and handled before you can just focus on the hot flashes. And so you can mention it in the scope of the pyramid just to frame what you're giving and say, yeah, and this is all going to help with, and you may not even have to address the hot flashes head on. You may not even have to address any of these other things head on because they just may balance. And if they don't, then we can look at more strategic approaches to these other things.
Right, so we're not even going to look at whether or not estrogen balance is like affecting their weight and how to deal with that with bacteria.
No.
I'm working on drinking water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can say, and you can make the connection, and this is connected to estrogen balance, and this is how. So if you're dealing with that extra weight, and you're dealing with the periods that you're late or menopause, then this is going to actually set the framework and the foundation for that to go into balance. Not to say that 100% of those things are going to go away. There may be some specific things you need to do, but this is where you need to focus to get it all in balance.
Okay.
And then you just focus on the base, the core, and you really establish with them that these are the things that are the primary that are, and then but before that, you got to get the food right. You can't be eating sugar, you know. You gotta get the stress right, you gotta sleep, even if you don't go into a lot of detail on those, but you do. Like, think about my program for blood sugar balance, right? Sweet spot. How much time do I spend a lot of time on the foundations, right? Sleep, stress, you know, all that stuff, because you can't ignore it. You can't ignore it. You can't just give people black cohosh and, you know, bioidentical hormones and expect them to be healthy.
So funny. Yeah.
That's what I love about Allison's approach, is she's like, the stress is so critical. But her colleagues are just giving them bioidentical hormones.
Right. Cool. Okay. So I've got like nutrients, bacteria, digestion, candida, inflammation, blood sugar balancing. This is like a huge program.
Yeah. So you wanted to, first of all, you want to figure out what's the price range that you want to offer this program at, and then you figure out what you're going to put in.
Okay, I'm thinking, that's a good point. That's right. That's how I do this. So like less than $500. So maybe $497.
$497, okay. anywhere from, you know, my experience with those things, with a colder audience, you've spent, what, 2 hours with them, an hour with them? How long?
2 hours, yeah.
2 hours, you know, 297 to 497. 297 seems to be a much lower barrier to entry.
Yeah, then
you can move them up.
Okay.
And it can be overwhelming if you're thinking, I'm charging $497, I have to include, you know, I mean, you don't want to have to do that.
I'll just make it super easy.
Super easy for them to say yes. I've done 297 offers at an event with 30 people and gotten 10 of them to sign up.
Yeah.
You know, actually one time, it was more like half the audience signed up. There were 25 in the audience. I offered a 297 thing and half of them signed up because it was a no-brainer after they've spent all that time with you and if you really position it right.
Okay.
So you want to offer a webinar series. It's going to be live things, and eventually you can, if it goes well, you just create it, you know, record everything and it becomes a product. But keep it simple, because I know you like to do a lot of, you know, probiotic demonstrations. You have a lot of those. You want to include those, you pop them in, right? You pull from your functional probiotic, not functional probiotics, what's the other one? Plant-powered probiotic course, right? You pull from the things you already have as bonuses. And in addition, I'm going to give you blah, blah, blah. Even give them the whole plant-powered probiotic course if you wanted to make it easy. And then it's like a really irresistible because we sell this one for $297, but I'm going to give it to you for free or $197 or whatever you do.
Yeah.
Right? And so what is it that you can teach them in a 5-part webinar series?
Okay, 5-part sounds good. So that's kind of like a good approachable.
Mm-hmm. Approachable number, simple, easy. Short, enough to get them going. Keep them simple. Don't give them too much. And every single webinar, you're going to teach them and you're going to give them action steps.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So some kind of like assessment.
Assessment on each one or assessment for the beginning of the program?
Maybe assessment for the beginning of the program so they can have some kind of general idea about...
Yeah, you can do that. You can also do a really short, like 5-6 question assessment for each topic you're going to do. How well are you doing? Fill this out in advance because it preframes them for what to look for as opposed to maybe they know the stuff you're teaching at the beginning, but they don't at the end and they tune out and they go, oh boy, this was a waste, right? But whereas you say, we're going to be covering blah, blah, blah in the next session, please answer these 5 questions. And then you don't have to have them send it back to you. It could just be a PDF. Fill it out, bring it to the next call. Bring it to the call. And we're going to be going through and then we'll make sure that you have what you need so that you score a really great score on this. Score. So there's only, like you can have your quiz questions be related to your bullet points of what you're going to cover in there. Right? Water, the importance of water. And then you have how much water do you drink a day? You don't tell them what the answer is supposed to be. How much water do you drink each day? And you give them a choice. And they check it off, right?
Yeah.
And then if you're going to talk about, you know, foods to feed their flora, you might ask them about sugar intake. You're going to talk about sugar and how it disrupts flora. I'm just throwing out there. You can say, here's the question. So that's a really good way to do it. I like that. I write that down myself. It just came to me. I like that idea of having your quiz questions be your bullets that you're going to cover. And so they're like, oh, I got that one wrong. Oh, I'm doing well that one, you know?
Right, like a pre-quiz.
A pre-quiz. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm going to figure out how I'm going to organize this, but I think this is good direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then just what's the 5 top things that you want them? If I could tell you, Steph, you can only tell people 5 habits that they can put into place to help with their gut flora and help with their digestion and help with their blood sugar. What are those 5 topics you want to make sure they have?
Right. So the reducing yeasts, having a good environment in the small intestine, having a diet that has the right nutrients for like human consumption.
So one of the topics is diet, right?
Yeah.
And under diet, you have 5 bullet points.
Yeah, I think I'm going to organize it differently than that, though. I think I'm going to organize it like, I'm not really sure. I'm sort of thinking like, have one be like inflammation, because people know what that is, and then go over like the nutrients, the bacteria, and the lifestyle factors that impact that. And then have the other one be like, I don't know, I'll have to do some pre-education, but like the blood sugar getting stuck in the blood, or like having some thing, and then have like the nutrients, the bacteria, and the lifestyle.
Oh, great.
So like have like which five things are making you fat kind of thing, but not call it that.
Yeah.
And then kind of be able to revisit the lifestyle stuff sort of like every time. So that, cause
yeah, I like it.
Longer, if I say drink water and say five different reasons why they might.
In five different. Yeah, I love it. So that's what I was fishing for. Those five big topics. So you said inflammation, blood sugar balance. Figure out what those other three are. The most important ones for them to get under control.
Yeah.
And what's the big result? Because that's what you're going to have to sell them on in the talks. And then your talks have to be reverse engineered so that what is it that they have to believe by the end of your talk in order for them to want to study further with you?
Right. Really, I think they have to believe that they can make a difference in their health. I think that is the main thing. They have to believe that what they do makes a difference.
It's squishy. It's not gonna fly.
But my point is whatever we do has to have some results.
Yes.
Yeah, so
they have to believe that, but that's not the thing that's going to make them say,
that's not the core premise or whatever,
that they have to believe in order them to say, oh my God, I have to learn about this. Oh, and she's offering a program. You want them to be thinking before you even make your offer, oh my God, I had no idea. I have to learn this. I have to learn
about this. You're talking about the second offer? You're talking about the second offer for the next program or like this offer?
No,
for
the
this
first
program?
Offer in your 2-hour talk.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be easy.
Oh,
that's gonna
good.
Be easy. Yeah. Yeah. So they need to believe and know, that their digestion impacts their ability to have the nutrients they need to lose weight and be healthy.
Okay. Got it. So the whole thing is about weight loss. So you've got to get them believing that, oh my God, this is why I'm out of balance. My critters are out of balance. This is why I can't lose weight. I've got to learn how to fix this.
You can't lose weight if you have candida overgrowth, or if you have not a way to absorb magnesium and break it down, or like if you have
Firmicutes overwhelming the like bacterioides. Yes. All
yeah,
that
like
stuff.
It's, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Impossible. So that's what you're getting them to be, as everything you say is getting them to go, oh my God. My digestion, I've got to fix my digestion. Nobody ever told me my digestion had anything to do with this extra 20 pounds. Oh my God. I wonder how am I going to get my digestion fixed? Right? How am I going to do it? Oh, she gave me one tip here, but that doesn't seem like it's enough. And then you're making your offer.
Yeah.
When they're really ripe and ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was talking about the next offer. You know where you're going with that.
And then each talk you do is reverse engineered by what action you want them to take at the end.
Yeah.
So if the action you want them to take at the end is to sign up for my 5-week whatever course, then you reverse engineer it. And then when you have their 5-week course, you're thinking, what's their next step?
And absolutely.
This applies to you too, Lisa. Whenever, what am I going to want them to do at the end of this? So how do I reverse engineer this program to give them value but leave them hanging for what's next?
Yes.
Right? What's the next piece? Oops, that was my buzzer binging. I'm like, what is that noise? It's the buzzer binging. Anybody else have ideas for staff? And is there anything else that, you know, did we... I know I talked a lot there, but I want to make sure you got what you needed.
Yeah, I think so. I still need to work on these five categories a little bit.
So inflammation's great. Blood sugar is great.
I almost want to split up blood sugar somehow. Like just really think about the mechanisms there and see if I can find some sexy titles and split it up a bit. Mm-hmm. But then there's yeasts in the body, and stress.
Can you do a whole thing on yeast?
Yeah, I think I can.
Yeah. So you do a yeast thing because people have heard of that. Stress is going to be woven in, like you said, to each one of them.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. And I think the nutrients are too, so I'm not totally sure.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have them separate. So I would say yeast overgrowth, inflammation, blood sugar imbalance, and then what are two other things that are contributing to this mess that are going to be sexy enough to do a whole thing on where you can weave in the blood, the other stuff. So,
I still mind. Think I'm going to be able
put the mind in there, the mind, right? Because you have the gut brain connection, thoughts, beliefs, right? The brain, the brain connection, somehow weave in the brain connection.
Yeah.
And then, and it could be just four topics and the fifth one could be, pulling it all together type thing.
Yeah. I somehow want to, the blood sugar thing.
Figure out a way to separate it.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'll think about it a bit.
And making the connection between all that.
Yeah.
When are you planning on launching it?
So I would want to do it live, like pretty much as soon as I get home from this thing. So end of April. And I wouldn't launch it like to other humans. I think I would just
stick to this group.
Just so that it's not a lot of work.
Launch pieces more work than creating a program.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Frankly, it's harder to do the launch than create the program. Now the easy part, I just have to deliver it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we'll move on to Allison because I want to make sure that we have time. But yeah, awesome. I think you're on the right track. You've come a long way since we last talked about it. All right.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Allison.
Hi. I think I know we've talked about putting videos on my website before, and I haven't done that yet, and I apologize about that. At the moment I'm getting really overwhelmed, so I want to create the income to be able to drop some of my locum sessions. So now that I'm doing more of these clinics, I'm getting more at ease with it. So what I'd like to do is make the sign up situation with my website better.
Mm.
So coming back to what Lisa was saying about strategy sessions, at the moment it's all very messy. I've got I'm offering some people free strategy sessions, but when I'm finding I'm offering people a free strategy session when in fact they want a paid session.
Yeah.
And instead I'm thinking, no, I've got to have them on a strategy session and sign them up to a program. And they all say no to the program because they haven't had time to get to know me enough to know that that's the right for me. So as Lisa and Steph were saying, 20 minutes isn't enough
to establish
to see what's different about working with me. So I think that a paid strategy session, so a normal hour long session with me, so their initial session would be £260 or £230 at Roberts Bridge. She negotiated me doing it cheaper there.
Mm-hmm. And that is, what is that equivalent in dollars or is it somebody?
So that's about, probably 260 is probably about $280, maybe 300.
Okay. So you want to move into something like that. It is pricey, but is that like are what people are expecting?
That's what they pay in London, you know?
They pay that in London. And when you say it's your strategy sessions, it's like you do that as an initial consult because you're still doing some things that are single. So you could post it that way, that this is typically what I do, you know, for my clients, but I'm going to offer it for less and you offer it for, I used to do them for $199 and I would get, because that was below my hourly rate, but I did them and they lasted about an hour and I would give them great value. I would have them fill out a consultation form, but I wove in as I was doing it all the, oh, this is so cool. And you know, if we were working together, I'd be running this test because I want to find out more about, you know, do you have antibodies to your thyroid? oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'd ask them, I'd do that same strategy session of thing that I start out with what their goals are. Why do they want it? Really get them honed in on it. And then I'd work with them on a few tips, and I said in my write-up that they would get three tips. I would walk away to one to three tips that they could use right away to change their health. And a long-term strategy, you know, what I see as what their long-term strategy should be. The long-term strategy, guess what, was signing up for my 6-week or 3-month or 6-month program. So if you phrase it right, I mean, I had people up the wazoo signing up for those all the time. All the time I had people signing up for those. And then I would move them into $3,000 or $6,000 programs right from there, because I created an environment where they had the rapport. They knew I had their back. They knew I could do it. So you create that, and I can go back over that with you, and I can give you the strategy session sign up. It was kind of lame, actually. It wasn't that great. You can probably do a lot better with lead pages or something. But it just really, it got them to see that, yeah, their health was related to their habits, and come and have a strategy session with me. And you have, you know, X years in standard medicine, you have this bioidentical. I mean, you have all this other clout and stuff that you can put on there. So I think if you just discount it, say it's regularly this, if you sign up now, you know, it's this. But do it after a quiz or a something that they've gotten to know you. So they opt in to get something. Like I was saying to Lisa, you know, they opt in, they get their quiz, you're doing a video, you're telling them what you think is wrong based on their quiz. And then you can make an offer right there to go to a strategy session. If you really want to do this, you want to figure this out, just sign up for a strategy session. I will tell you, quite frankly, if I see somebody send out a thing that says sign up for a strategy session and for this week only it's going to be $200, I'm like, oh man, better grab it. That's really cheap. Right? If it's something that I want. And so you can make it a $200, $199, $197. Mm-hmm. And it's always because they're watching this video. You don't have that. That's not posted on your website. On your website, it's posted for the full price, which is whatever you said, $230 or whatever, $280. You know, mm-hmm. So you make it equivalent in your pounds. Yeah, so on your website, that's how it's listed. And you'll still get people to sign up for it. If they're somehow directed there. But that way, if they go back and check, they go, ooh, she just offered me this thing and it's on her website for $100 more. I better take it.
Right. So, when I'm networking and people make referrals to me, should I offer this in the first instance to them as well? If I give them a quick phone call to say,
Yeah, or you know what you can even do is have a business card made up that you give people at networking events that says, you know, that sends them to that funnel. That sends them, you're talking to them and say, look, I want to just share with you, I have this really cool quiz to see if, you know, if XYZ is an issue for you. Why don't you go there and, you know, check it out, and then let's talk about it. They'll give you the opportunity to talk to me. Or if you're going to do if you are going to offer people at networking events to have a 20-minute quickie just to see if it's, and you make sure that you couch it like, oh yeah, I can have a quick talk with you to see if your needs meet what I'm offering. You know, if it's a good fit for us to work together. So it's really clear that it's a sales call, not a strategy session. And then on that, you offer them this. You say, look, you know, I don't like to make a long, you know, I don't like to make long-term commitments. I do have 6-month programs, 3-month programs. I have extensive programs, but the best way for us to get started is let's just sign up for this. I've got a special, usually on my website it goes for this much, but because we're here today, I can give it to you for this much. And let's just get that going. I'll send you a comprehensive form. You can tell me all about you. It sounds to me like I can help you because you've got this, that, and the other thing going. I've worked with that all the time. And, you know, and why don't you just sign up? And it's an easy yes. I mean, if I'm on a call with somebody and they say, and it's only $5,000, I'm like, I don't know you well enough, lady, you know? But if they say it's $200, they're like, oh, yeah, piece of cake. Yeah, let's sign up. Let's do it. And especially if you if you build it up like they're thinking it's going to be way more. Oh yeah, you know, and I like to do this and I can do test that and we can do that. And then you offer that and they go, $200? Like, are you serious? Okay, sure. I'll take it. Right? It's all, it goes back to Lisa Sasevich's irresistible offer. They have to feel like, yeah, I can't pass this up. Yeah. And if you do it, if you do it now, if you go back to my website to sign up for it, then you're going to go through the standard channels and it's going to be 300. But I'll do it, you know, as long as you're here today, let's just take your credit card, put the deposit down, and we'll go for it. Because quite frankly, you know, if they say, well, why can't I call you tomorrow? Like, you know, that's extra time for me. And then I really can't offer you, I really can't offer you the extra discount because it's going to take me more of my time. And quite frankly, my time is pretty valuable and I'm very busy. So let's just, if you're interested, do it now. If you're not and you want to go back and do it, you decide next week you want to do it, great, here's the link. Go sign up on my website. And then they go sign up on their website and it's an extra $100. But you just have to be clear in your energy around it. Yeah. Like, you're not trying to manipulate these people. You're trying to help them. And you're offering the, them a screaming deal. And you have to believe that. If you're offering them a screaming deal, then you're gonna just really do it. Right?
Yeah. And, so I'm still going around in circles about the value because of people expecting the one at a time sessions and this okay. Technique therapy. Carry on.
Oh, no, go ahead. Finish because I have something good for you to say for that.
Yeah. So the Bowen therapist wouldn't use programs or groups of sessions. She just wanted to use ad hoc appointments.
Well, fine, because you're working with her, right? You've got this source. You go with what she wants you to go with. But for your own, here's what you tell them. They say, oh, you know, I don't want to sign up for that 3-month package or 6-week package. Always have a 6-week package so that it's easy for them to start. I don't want to sign up for that. I just want to do session by session. You go, you know, interesting you should say that. I used to do that session by session. And here's what happened. It didn't serve the clients. It didn't serve me. Let me tell you why. It's like if you know that you're going to come to me and you've got this session set up and we're going to work on all these issues that come up, then I've got the ability and I've got the time laid out in my schedule to be able to take you when I feel like you need it. You get the next step when you think you need it. If you just sign up ad hoc, first of all, you're not going to come in. You're not going to come as frequently as you need to because you're going to be trying to save money. And that's going to disservice you because every time you come in, I'm not going to remember what we talked about last if it's a month or two later. I'm going to have to go back and review your chart. I'm going to review your chart during the appointment, not in advance unless you want me to pay me extra. And you can reword. I'm just saying this, but these are all the concepts. Unless you want to pay me extra for an extra half hour to review your chart and figure out where we left off. Whereas if we're on a consistent basis, I'm going to totally know where we left off. I can do the best thing for you. I can see what's hurting you. I can see where you need help and I can hone right in. And I find that the people who just sign up ad hoc, they don't actually finish. They don't actually take the process all the way through and it doesn't work. So I don't do it anymore. Done. So you can continue to do it at this clinic, but not on your own. You just don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake of violating that rule when somebody begged and screamed and decided to pay me $1,000 for a session. And now I'm like, I don't want to do this. You know, it's 3 months later for another session. I don't want to do this, you know, so don't.
And you can't add in the sort of, the trainings and things because you haven't paid enough to make it worthwhile.
Exactly. And you can't add in like all the extra. Lisa spends a ton of time reviewing their labs. So it has to be that you have to explain, look, if you're going to pay me for my time, then I'm going to charge you for every bit of case review time and every bit of lab time analysis. If you pay me for this group, it's all in there. If you do a lab, I review your lab. I don't charge you extra for that. if you pay me $300 for an appointment and then you have a lab come back and we have another appointment and it takes me an hour to review your lab and write a report, you're going to pay for that hour plus the hour that we're together. So you have to figure out a way to say this, and I would do it in writing to, you know, write it first and then practice it. Yeah. Because that's the truth of the matter, right? You know, you, yeah, they pay you for the visit, but then you spend all this time. Whoops, my battery's running. Huh? Oh. Yeah, so you just have to make sure you protect yourself from that, because it's really, truly, you can do better service to them because you're on, they're on your mind. You're one of the few people that you're, they're taking on. Whereas if you are doing the one-on-ones, oh, shoot, why is it not? I mean, my battery's dead. I think that's better. Yeah, it's in. Okay. Yeah, so you know, that's another way to explain it. You can figure out the way to explain it, but the truth of the matter is, if you're just getting people and they're paying you as they go, you're going to have to take on anybody that comes along, as many people as you can, because you don't know if they're going to follow up. You don't know, and you have to have steady income. And then when they do follow up, you may have a completely jammed schedule. Like this person wanted to come in, and I told her I couldn't do it. I wanted her to go with one of my people. I wanted her to go, you know. But she, and it took her 3 months to be able to get on my schedule.
Yeah.
Right? So you're guaranteed to get your spot in my schedule when you sign up for a program. If you go ad hoc, it may be months between our appointments, and you may need to talk to me, but I can't fit you in. So all of those are good reasons for you to really feel right here are really good reasons, right? Yeah. Okay. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Enormously, yeah.
Yeah. Well, make sure we set up our next one-on-one because I don't know if we have that set up yet.
No, we haven't.
And let's get that set up and we can, you know, you can work through this. Come up with it, and I think that it's an easy thing for you to just get started doing.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a bit burnt out. I've caught a sore throat virus, so my body's telling me I need to give it some break. I'm in Devon. I'm doing the liver cleanse, so that'll help.
Good. All right, I got to run because I've got another call. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you very much. Take care.
Yeah, and if you guys write to me and let me know if you think it would be helpful to have, like with slides, some sort of marketing kind of strategy presentation, I'd be happy to do that because I want to like pull a lot of this stuff together, and just let me know because that could be helpful.
That's a really good idea. Yeah.
All right.
That's a good time too. Bye.
Feel better soon, Allison. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Okay, how do I get out of this?